snow starts falling, bears like to go to sleep. They curl up in their caves and they snooze until spring. But there was one bear up at the North Pole who just had way too much energy. Deep in the forest where the north winds blow, the bears were snoring underneath the snow, dreaming of honey and summer breeze, curled in the roots of the ancient trees. But one little cub was wide awake, sitting on the ice of the frozen lake. He tried counting sheep, he tried counting snow, but his eyes popped open and he said, "Let's go!" Barnaby the bear, he couldn't hibernate. He stayed up early and he stayed up late. While the other bears were sleeping in the den, he was building snowmen and making friends. Oh, Barnaby the bear with the fuzzy brown hair, the only bear awake at the Christmas fair. He walked to the workshop to see the toys. He heard the elves making lots of noise. He tried to knit a scarf, but his paws were too big, so he danced with Mrs. Claus, a holiday jig. He ate all the cookies on the cooling rack, and he helped load the presents in the big red sack. But the reindeers laughed when he tried to fly. "You're much too heavy for the winter sky."
Then one foggy night when the sleigh was packed, the ice was thin and the runner cracked. The sleigh was stuck in a bank of snow, and even Rudolph couldn't make it go. Santa cried out, "We're stuck fast. We need someone strong or the night won't last."
Well, Barnaby heard them from the candy shop. He ran to the sleigh with a skip and a hop. He put his shoulder to the heavy red seat and pushed that sleigh right across the street. He pushed and he grunted and he gave a roar until Santa was flying in the air once more.
Barnaby the bear, he couldn't hibernate. He stayed up early and he stayed up late. Now he's got a job with the Santa Claus crew, doing the heavy lifting for me and you. Oh, Barnaby the bear with the fuzzy brown hair, only bear awake
and eating all the cake
at the Christmas fair.
Good night, Barnaby. Go to sleep.